17th of March 1978, in the morning, about 9 o'clock. The sort of objection must see through the kind of objection that we might very well make to Quine's position, somebody who wants to de-emphasise the absolutely central role of sentence, of the sentence in the Fraggian Quine account, and agree with Scott that the kind of conceptual change involving the way that we employ, whether, for instance, the heuristic framework of our scientific, this is the heuristic perspective involved in the development of mathematical formalism, the way that we might see it as liable to a particular treatment of mathematical formalism, which so I made one quantity kind of quantity mathematical mathematical object, and well defined as a sort of complex functional expression appear as basic in the development of articulation relationships. The others, not, we must make a distinction here, the others qua per mathematics. No, because we would still have necessarily a sort of complete extensional equivalence, or would we? Of course, the question, that we, the idea that we might actually go even beyond that, even in for instance, in the use of quantifiers as a radically intentional component in the quantifier, treatment of the quantifier, even in purist mathematics itself. In fact, the fixity, relative fixity of the ontology of the mathematical universe, the introduction, certainly, of postulation of mathematical entities which are limitable by contextual definition. See, one's attitude to the sort of limitability by contextual definition of the kind of entities postulated, not postulated, but actually constructed, or, you know, limit points, for instance, the function. We can show completely, we can exhibit a way in which these can be constructed quite, quite rigorously. See, for instance, the infinitesimal as rescued by Robinson in non-standard analysis, and far from that construction that Robinson carried through as exhibiting a sort of fundamental unclarity of our most fundamental notions, a sort of fundamental unclarity of our most fundamental notions. See Kreisel's remarks of the kind which is picked up by Lorvier and set in the context of the old kind of abstraction approach to mathematics. See the discussion in Maybury. As in Lorvier's view, is talking about the utility of notions of constancy and a direct relationship, as it were, between the physical, metaphysical employment of such notions and perhaps the appellation in the dialectician's sense, revelation of a new principle of coherence of the ontology, and a radically intentional notion of a completely new, radically new conceptual order as involving the priority of intentional visa, of course, recognizing the, you know, that a foundationless epistemology of total events, that of order involved our mental concept, reflected in our most fundamental concepts, that view of Occurs, which is discussed in his paper on global theories, and again when he talks about numerical concepts, and which is, seems to, and that we can't capture the sort of which is it points to the idea of the the abstraction theoretic naturalistic conception of abstraction theoretic in the old Mabry sense of naturalistic conception of mathematics as involving the fixity of the ontology of the mathematical universe as against the apparent revisability of the that of the physical universe, particularly as a radically different principle of coherence, as it were, the most fundamental notions employed in the physical in our description of the physical universe, the notion of individuality, as just criticised in, as Booker Hooker argues, it becomes incoherent in QEM and subject to. Revisions subject to the sort of evolution connection with completely radical conception of order, completely novel conception of order, the kind discussed in Berne. That, as it were, would not affect the mathematics. The idea that the sort of ontology of the mathematical universe of mathematical objects could not be affected by that. But what you're going to say is that the Lorvere approach here is mistaken. Start out by saying that the kind of demonstration that Robinson gave is also the sort of demonstration, for instance, in the treatment of the sort of high functions by means of real numbers and all the other any function, whatever. The notion of the fact that we have subject to the temptation that Siegel discusses about world of highly developed notion of sort of local function of function as tied in with fundamental theoretical physical desiderata. Which, as it were, might be subject to conceptual relocation, radical relocation, conceptual space of, in which our theories are constructed in the light of sort of cosmological physics. The kind of global local distinction that Zeno and the Eleatics and the others postulated, well, the argument is that you couldn't have that, and that PM and so on really is fundamental for our. And the notion of functional correspondence and serial order of the kind that underlies all our existing logic. The remarks about it's some notion like that. If we're going to say that those people like Weizsäcker and others who talk about logics having been formed by thinking of objects seem to have in mind, in fact, I'm going to argue that. And the contrast between the QGMD, CSM-QGMD approaches to the resolution of quantum gravity problem and the cosmological approach, the idea of physics as legislated by cosmological null factor, perhaps even all mathematics, too, including a method of, linear is emerging from the non-linear kind of discussion that Sachs gives, very vague and programmatic, and compare graves and see how we might set about it. Program the kind discussed some of the ways that you might pick up some of the things that Sachs says about partial functions. But in fact, it turns out that we need totally defined relations of functions and a function of value, and the relationship between that and any CGB's remarks about the relationship between values of variables and varying over domains in the world, and the intentional conception that we form of domains and the ways that the kind of dependence involved and transcendence of categories involved. In the discussion in QG75, for instance, the transcendence of categories as against the mathematics, and that's that feeling about the relation between the kind of ontological change that can occur in the description of most general fundamental notions involved in our physical description of the world, and against the fixity of the mathematical notions. One couldn't have, as it were, the kind of revision in our rendering of the quantifier itself. The idea of a sort of non-linear sheaf theory is somehow non-linear concepts, basic, more basic than linear ones, somehow pulled up from that, would be the reflection transposition, structural transposition into a treatment of the relations of mathematical structures themselves of a principle, a grasp of the relationship between the most fundamental notions of order, most fundamental notions in the sense that Hooker regards all of them as subject to revision. And they're the most fundamental conceptual schema subject to revision in the sense of it will be cosmology, which probably that. Well, that is, you're going to argue out because of the apparent, if we take cardinality as basic, then the Hilbert discussion, his paper on finitism and proof, and which of course was the original motivation of the finitist. Using of polyfinitistic proof, methods of proof, kind of criticised by Putnam. Putnam wants to opt, as it were, in a sense, for foundationalist epistemology, but except that mathematics, the kind of ontology that we have mathematics, and the way in which relations, which the way in which, as it were entities are made respectable, the way that the infinitesimals were made respectable by Robinson. Does not point to the sort of corrigibility of the most fundamental notions, the most fundamental notions in the sense which the distinction between the kind of stability of those fundamental notions in mathematics is significant as against those determining the most general possible form of this kind of notion. Of visibility of the most fundamental notions, ways involved in a description of the physical world, the kind of the discussion that Boehm, when Boehm talks about the relationship between mathematics and physics, we've got to reject that. Not significant, because we can in fact devise ways around all that. For instance, certainly the Lovere's remarks. It's a purely mathematical notion handled within, translatable back into set theory, not introducing, considerations which transcend the scope of existing set theoretical foundations. The treatment, for instance, of the kind of continuity condition at the boundaries of the domains of the parts of domains of variation of the quantities that he deals with in some non-Boolean value model, so the categories of sets. We can have a Boolean value or non-Boolean value model purely treating algebra. Now, abstract algebra of an extremely general sort, the way that the kind of abstract structures, in the sense isomorphism types of structures, but we do need this fundamental notion of a relation of functions and a function value in order to define that kind of the relations, the structural relations, the form of structural relations involved here. Lovere's is wanting, as it were, to go back into the old abstraction view of the role of abstraction in mathematics. Dealing directly with the, as it were, the possible change in the view of the kind of as it were, connective tissue of. Scrub that last bit as dealing directly with the. March 1978, we happen to go back to the beginning of this tape now. What you were originally trying to think about when you were going to come to discuss Quine and his contributions last evening on the 16th. That's when he was talking about zero hypotheses promising for explanation. The idea that we should regard it as, the fact that we have enormous difficulty. The distinction to be made between completely a conceptually transparent grasp on a notion, a conceptually transparent grasp on distinction, or even a fundamental notion and its means of employment, the way in which the change in the way in which the grasp on change in that fundamental notion, the power of conceptual transparency of our grasp of fundamental notion and its employment insofar as it's related to the kind of change in ontology of the physical world, the kind of ontology that we accept, would make a difference, and are not having that, and are having no grasp at all of the comforting. Yes, you know, so you're going to argue as against Berme and Graves and the others that it is merely a comforting illusion. Quine, I think, would argue that it's merely a comforting illusion to be able to point to, as it were, the historical tradition in which this kind of opposition between extremely broad fundamental conceptual schemes as more fundamental than that between is more fundamental than the sort of distinction between the ontology of our mathematical theories, the kind of ontology of our mathematical theories, and the structures with which they deal. See Scott's remarks in Background Formalization. And there may be an illusion which arises because of the particular formalization of mathematics, the particular foundational theory that we actually employ, not a question of conceptual organization of mathematics, of as it were, the way in which we, the way in which we do have our intuition first grasp notions of the level of abstraction, the kind of abstraction from existing kind of abstraction which would allow the kind of structural connection which allows our existing sort of grasp on the relationships between structures defined by particular isomorphism types to be further refined so that those, as it were, are seen in a new relations which were not apparent before. The whole background of abstract algebra and the way that abstract algebra is used creatively in mathematics to explore new structures, for instance, the brilliant topoi as closed categories. But the question about the fundamental notion is actually intention, that being a sort of intentional component to the fundamental notion. You're going to argue that you're completely wrong about that, and that every when you come across remarks like topoi being too set-like for adequate use in, you know, for adequate exploitation in the foundations of topology, categorical topology, the kind of there seems to be indicated there a opposition in intention between the kind of sort of principle of the qualitative opposition between the kinds of structure and possibly their different sort of use as basis in building up the whole of mathematics, in the organization, conceptual organization of mathematics, as the contrast between organization of foundations discussed in Mabry, and the different ways, as it were, different bases for the organization of mathematics as different, as it were, heuristic viewpoints on the kinds of structure that are involved, which connect up with, which allow for their mutual interfecundation and some further development at further some level of abstraction. In fact, in conceptual unification, affected the means of treatment of these kinds of structures affected through that sort of insight. But the conceptual unification is to do with the organization of the mathematics, not with its foundation. It's to do with the kind of abstract insight that we have in the old-fashioned sense of, in a kind of much more rarefied sense of abstraction, operating purely from within mathematical viewpoint on the relations between the structures in, well, it might be in the mathematical forms of physical theory, but whether it is or not is quite immaterial. It is what comes to be applied in the mathematical formalisms of physical theories, because it turns out to be useful for the kind of conceptual organization that of the relationships between the structures involved that goes on there, and allows perhaps a unification of one formalism with another, or the reformulation, which is more usually reformulation of existing formalisms. See, for instance, the stimulation, certainly allows for stimulation of mathematics. The actual development of the mathematical theory is itself stimulated through the demands which are made of it by the in its application in physics, which already possesses, physical theories of mathematical formalism already possesses a very high level of mathematical sophistication. See, for instance, gauge theories, algebraic topology and gauge theories, and go through the paper and the tapes, of Ataya in 1977, and see obviously very, very complicated here, but see instances from the Twister newsletter and the Twister conference in Oxford next Monday, I hope, but see also remarks about differential topology and differential geometry and physics in the SV575 or 574, whatever it is, the book on differential geometry and physics. See also an excellent example in geometric quantization and Lie group theory in the theory of geometric quantization, the understanding of the very notion of quantization itself, a deeper understanding of the kind that is called for in Hooker, as requiring precisely the kind of mathematical program that is sketched by Dirac when he talks about the opposition between the two ways of approaching the viewing the demands which altered physical conceptions, kinds of physical conception and power of mathematics. Compare, however, the more apparently more basic but sort of quixotic and fundamental approach, looking as we're directly at the most fundamental notions of mathematical structure, and see how those are themselves connected up with existing physical interpretation. See Boehm and Hooker, and remarks about the most fundamental notions of mathematics itself in Isham, as opposed to the more sophisticated ways of doing to effect correlation between the mathematical formalisms of the theory. What if the second program, the program which we're discussing here in Isham, is successful, what are the consequences for understanding of the opposition, organization, foundations in mathematics itself? See, for instance, sorry, going back a bit, I'm afraid we're on the list of the thread, it's about 5 minutes later, this particular piece is being recorded. That rather throws some new light on the idea of Hooker seems to have about quantization, you know, the mathematical investigation of quantization is worth throwing light on the relationship between conceptual structure, including informal conceptual structure, and mathematical formalism. Sense which actually affects our view of the foundations of mathematics and the relationship between the kind of ontology that we have in mathematics, ontology of mathematical objects, and ontology of the world, the somehow possible change the possible form of one against in the other. The sort of intuition structure that we have in set theory, in the Cantorian treatment of set theory, being such that it's quite that we do have the crisis in the notion of individuality in the kind treated in mentioned in Hooker does seem to pose have a direct carryover for our attitude to philosophy of mathematics, and might well prompt us to investigate, you know, abstract algebra as a foundation for mathematics, an alternative foundational mathematical system, the kind look, as it were, search around for the kind of were considerations which transcend the scope of existing set theoretical foundations, as being directly expressive of the crisis for the notion of individuality itself. And that is where sort of business about nonlinear sheaf theory comes in. Well, that turns out to be completely cockeyed and just an intuition which sprang from not understanding enough about mathematics. Because the Cantorian, I mean, the sort of intuitions accompanying the operations of use and employment of the fundamental notions, as discussed in Mabry and set theory, equally validated, underpinned by a completely different intended, well, in some sense, completely different intended model, namely that which Scott's discussing, because it's the notion of functional correspondence itself which is fundamental from the point of view of the of the foundations of the foundational theory. We can all do algebraic logic as well as the other kind, and put completely algebraic logic into discussing, for instance, its analysis of the bound variable, its analysis of the variable itself. How our analysis of the variable reflects, as it were itself, reflects the conception of the relationship between the ways in which and the intentional conception of the domain as subject to revision, radical revision of the kind that's indicated in, for instance, the treatment about transcendence and categories. In QG75, and also to the kind of fundamental conceptual revision in those fundamental notions of order, as those held to be reflected in the ontology of the form of the ontology of the world, that's proposed and compared that with the form of the ontology of the world proposed in mathematics, and the kind of opposition seen between them, as touched on in Berm, as some later remarks in Scott. Analysis of the variable, Quine on Boolean notions in 1971 paper on algebraic logic. Seem to force the kind of relationship between the ways in which the variables and the values of our variables and thought of as varying over sort of as domains are in the world, domains in the natural world, and the way in which the domains are best general fundamental conception, the fundamental notion of a functional correspondence in the sense of mathematical forms as determining the way in which we can conceive, in principle, conceive those domains as fitting together. The argument that there's a radical break in intention with view of the ways, formal view of the ways in which we, best general fundamental ways in which we thought of those domains as fitting together as were domains in the natural world, which is precisely that, which seems to be indicated by Graves when he discusses the relationship between local and global structure, touched on also in the Siegel paper. He talks about the relationship between conceptualization of mathematics and the most fundamental theoretical physical desiderata. And the argument here is that we kind of, if the kind of revision of most fundamental conceptual order is postulated out of a reflection of sort of imaginative intuitive insight of the kind discussed in Berm, and also, of course, in the kind discussed in Hocker when he's talking about the role of informal conceptual structure. I'm sorry, passing back now to the remarks that, this is still 17th of March 1978, passing back to the remarks that you're making right at the beginning of this side of the tape, the kind of conceptual clarification that we could obtain of the ways in which the, as were, extra propositional component, some so actually talked about as an extra propositional component that consists in the relationship between our grasp of the informal conceptual structure, informal conceptual structure, informal grasp of the kind of conceptual structure, descriptive scheme. We must argue, in fact, that this is ruled completely out because the Fokker's explication of the kind of conceptual, what he means by conceptual grasp, the kinds of processes and entities with which the theory deals, that we can, in fact, have no independent we can form no independent conception of these, clear, intelligible conception of these, and attempt to bring together our different kinds, apparently disparate in the sense of the apparent opposition between the fundamental principles of, say, apparent fundamental principles of intelligibility and ontology, as were viewed analogically, viewed in terms of the sort of loose informal way of speaking, the opposition of the principles of coherence and the ontology involved. When they are, we transform these into, as it were, we look at the mathematical formalisms of the accompanying theories, we see that there's an absolutely precise existential sense in which we view the one, the sort of plenum view, insofar as it is coherent at all. There is one, the way in which we can treat it is just involve us taking as the values of our individual variables the value of the field intensity at a point in space-time. The idea of the field and the space-time itself as not being ontologically distinct, not distinct entities, the idea of unified field theory, and of course unified field theory against the background of existing space-time structure, or rather Einstein's vision, which was of adaptation of the evolution in our description of the space-time geometry, our treatment of the space-time geometry, using essentially existing techniques, existing mathematical formulas, more natural mathematical developments of refinements in and further refinements within the perspective of the correlation of, as well as intuitive extra propositional knowledge about the ways in which to develop the theories, relevant theories in the mathematics. The example, of course, of the way in which Weyl used the connection to in his unified theory of electricity and electromagnetism and gravitation. That sort of, or to a postulation of additional dimensions, in the sense where the notion of dimensionality in mathematics, the notion of dimensionality in physics are kept quite distinct and separate, and well understood that they are distinct and separate. The papers in the King's GR on 1920s, 30s, UFT, as against the EFT-based attempts at unification of gravity with other fundamental physical fields. Per-gauge theory, which of course is mathematically quite well defined, using but the kind of mathematics, the resources of the mathematical formalism, the kind of mathematical theories which involved is sort of algebraic theory, effect funnels, and so on, very much more abstract form organization of the mathematics, but still rests upon the same foundation. There's no possible question here to argue suddenly of reversion to anyway, use of the kind of our conceptual grasp on the opposition between, in abstraction, the old Mowbray sense, between the kinds of abstraction, the kinds of conceptions of order, most general sense, in which we make intelligible to ourselves outside mathematics, using, of course, the conceptual resources of, and the kind of awareness of conceptual possibilities dictated by intuitive and imaginative insight, and the kind of ingenious development of by analogical methods of the opposition between the plenum and atomic descriptions of the kind discussed by Hooker. So where we come to the point where we actually in position to formulate exactly what indicate what sort of development in the mathematics itself could take place. We require to take place, see the remarks in 1930, Dirac and Gray's on interdependence of mechanism, in order that we might have a way of expressing the principle of coherence of the ontology, principle of intelligibility of the ontology associated with the kind of conceptual change, the most fundamental kind, the possibility of which is indicated by Hooker when he talks about the overall conceptual scheme as the unit of significance, and there seems to be some sort of hint of that in Scott's remarks about background formalization about sentences, and C see, for instance, nonlinear sheaf theory as an example of that, as we're reacting back on our grasp on the notion of relations of function in extension relations of functions of a functional value. The question about the grasp of the possible formal relation of the values of variables of the life and other functions in extensional treatment of domains, in the sense of Mabrayon quantification and variation. This remarks in the article as against the kind of variation as of, which the kind of transcendent scatterism, alteration in the intentional conception of the domain, which completely monistic in terms of altered intentional conception, altered conception of in which ideas of monism and interdependence will be quite fundamental of the kind that Graves seems to indicate. In fact, his argument, which nonlinear sheaf theory might be able to clarify at the level of abstract mathematical structure. In fact, this is an illusion, one which has cost you a great deal of time. You can at least go back and show precisely why it is an illusion. The remarks, for instance, in Scott about sentences, the kind of conceptual, we want to argue that although the kind of conceptual transitions in perspective, the heuristic component of, involved in the development of the mathematical formalism, the kind of extra propositional knowledge, which is involved in knowing, in determining relative to our awareness of conceptual possibilities. No, not relative to our awareness of conceptual possibilities in the sense of Graves. The sense actually involves treating of conceptual structure, mathematical structure, on a par as essentially two facets of one not more fundamental than the other, and they're both subject to the kind of revision in the light of revision that the sort of foundationless epistemology of total ignorance seems to postulate. The idea that our very notion of functional correspondence itself as fundamental and as determining the coherence of a program like that of Berm, Graves and the others attempted to develop it mathematically, it just won't go. The sources, which apparently the sources of the insights which gave rise to it, we think we can trace those back and show precisely how they were mistaken and how they arose. How, for instance, if we did all our logic is purely algebraic, in a purely algebraic way, suppose we did logic algebraically, and suppose we did the modelled all sort of relationships of totally defined relations of functions and a function value in terms of the sort of partial objects, relations of partial objects in the sense discussed by Scott. Partial objects, of course, in the sense in which we are able to speak of them so we're viewing very abstractly from the point of view of, interestingly enough, in a topology basis, the weak topology on that we need to get our model of logical space off the ground in the first place, the idling, the inadvertency rather the alternative to the way in which Berms is, he promises far more than he can deliver when he talks about modelling constancy within variation, because in fact it's only a very, very limited kind of variation. Variations were in continuous, just talking about continuity, and the kind of continuity conditions that he lays down for, he seems to, I think, indicate the breakdown of the arithmetization of analysis and of the call. Transition that was involved from, for instance, the discussion of memory from the old fashioned notion of abstraction in mathematics to the modern complete rigorous foundation for this, and complete rigorous foundation for analysis within arithmetic, within the resources of completely arithmetic discipline. Cardinality, in the sense made clear in the cumulative hierarchy. The idea that this is not so arises from, of course, a reaction to what appear to be some cumulative hierarchy, the discreteness that is built into the cumulative hierarchy itself as a reflection of a sort of form possible form of ontology for the world, and the rejection of that in the light of a priori, some metaphysical conception of the most general ways in which the properties could hang together in the, as demanded by the national monistic monism and interdependence, and that is how remarks in Lorvier appear to promise when he talks about modelling constancy within variation, but in fact he doesn't do so, he just it is really continuously variable, so it's just sets. When he talks about variation with respect to material time, then it's actually the idea of a global topology for material time, non-linear, and all linear structures arising on the basis of sort of non-linear, deeper, more fundamental non-linear structure. Those are connected with the idea of opposition of intentional conceptions of the domain, the kind of conceptions of the domain that we in fact form, the kind of conception of the domain that we form when as in one stage for transcendence categories and another to another. But of course Dummett's insistence that we cannot form the informal conception of domain except as a domain of objects of the kind that guarantee the objectivity, in the sense in which our notion of objects guarantee the objectivity of mathematical constructions in the sense that is required, that provides us with the kind of ontology that Scott mentions, which appears to stand in opposition to the kind of conceptual vision which is postulated, Berman and the others postulate for, which has been postulated for the intentional conception of our domains in our physical theories, in the sense of a view of the most general work, abstract possible kinds of structure involved. Involved in our system of the world, compare Berman's remarks about the most fundamental conception of order, for instance, and remarks about non-linear, linear and serial order as involved with one, compare Sark's and so on, and the kind of mathematics that we should have to develop in order to be able to treat this alternative, and you show that in fact it can only be developed by using existing notion of functional correspondence, which does actually dictate what sense which, as it were, Castongue is arguing with Narcles against the idealists, the form of the world not involved with PM. Well, you're arguing that it is, in the sense that PM and AC are connected, and that AC implies this notion of functional correspondence that, as it were, connected up with the questions about the relationship between the form of notions of domains, variation and quantification are discussed in Mabry, connected up with the it's about the most general possible conception of the domain that we can form. Dummett's insisting that to form a conception of the domain, we do actually have to have this notion of the object as related to the existing treatment, for instance, of connectives, the meaning of the connectives as quite determinant, and this idea of disjunction as a distributive, as truth as distributive over disjunction, connected with, in some views, for instance, the kind discussed in Dallachiara, when she talks about logical subjects, and the ways that we might treat the, or not, the fact that the as bearers of predicates, in the old-fashioned sense of the subject attribute, attitude to logic, or SSP, they are anomalous, and the reasons for their anomalousness are connected, the individuals in the quantum theory, the reasons for anomalousness are connected with the fact that the quantum theory itself is, in Hooker's view, of a complete admixture of the two great traditional conceptual schemes and the accompanying mathematical structures, he's arguing. In fact, you want to show that the accompanying mathematical structures are both representable equally well within a foundational set theory. Must be any covering theory. Virtually exhibited something which does generally transcend the scope of existing set theoretical foundations, but they certainly won't apparently do that by the kind of appeal to Lorvier's notion, appeal to the notion of materialist time as perhaps with respect to which structures vary, but it's a question of membership varying. What is handled, there's no sense in which they could be thought of as terms of varying, in which the relationship between sums and products of quantities should could not be thought of as varying, which is not treated equally well by existing notions of membership. It's just by having got those notions of membership confused with the notion of individuality of the kind, which does seem to involve having to form a criterion of individuation of the of a kind of related intentionally to our existing sort of grasp of existing use of spatiotemporal concepts of individual objects of the manifest image. In fact, you're arguing that the transition from that to different conceptual frameworks which involve different principles of individuality and identity can be handled pretty well within completely extensional logic. And that is why you're starting off in this essay with a micro.